That's our ring. Time for Lungman Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Yesterday, in an effort to patch things up with Miss Emmeline and dissuade her from going ahead with her plan to resign as schoolteacher, Lum hit upon a fairly desperate measure. He has conspired with Abner and Sedgwick to stage a fake auto accident with himself as victim and Miss Emmeline as an observer, and thus gain her sympathy. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Abner and Cedric in Cedric's car parked just around the corner from the schoolhouse. And Lum is giving them some last-minute instruction.
Now, let's run over this thing one more time and see if you fellas have got it.
Now, listen, Lum, you better be getting on down there to the schoolhouse now. All the young'uns are done left the schoolhouse, so school must be over, surely.
Yeah, but it takes Miss Emmeline about 10 minutes to straighten up her desk and close up the schoolhouse.
Yeah, she's got to primp a little, put that artificial color and flavoring on herself.
Yeah, I don't want to get down there too early and have to stand around.
Well, no, but you don't want to miss her, neither. You got to be there right at the right time.
No, but I don't want her to think that I planned this whole thing.
Oh, no.
Because it looked like I just accidentally walked out in the street and got hit by a car.
Yeah. Just sort of an accidental accident, you might say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, recollect, here's what we're going to do. Are you listening, Cedric?
Mom?
He asked if you was listening, Cedric.
Oh, yes, Mom. I'm listening, I think.
Yeah. Go ahead, Mom.
I was just wondering if I had 3 feet, would the extra foot be a left one or a right one?
What? Oh, for goodness sake, such a thing to wonder about, Cedric.
Well, a fellow'd have to buy a pair and a half of shoes. That's going to run me into money.
Well, Cedric, you don't have to worry about that. You ain't got 3 feet, so just let
it
go.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Boy, is that a really...
Lord, he's such a boy. Go on, Mom. You better hurry, though.
Well,
she's
going to
be coming out of the schoolhouse any minute. Be quiet now.
Somebody must have told me I'd grow another foot.
Yeah, listen, Cedric. Just be quiet and listen.
Now, here's the plans. I'm going to walk down to the other side of the street, and when I see her come out of the schoolhouse, I'll raise my right arm, and that's your signal.
That's when we start up the car and run over you.
Well, no, not yet. All you do then is just start the motor.
Oh, yeah. That's...
And when I get to the middle of the block, I'll raise my left arm, and you swing around the corner and head down towards me.
That's on your left arm, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll cut across the street and...
That's when we run over you right there, boy.
Well, Abner, don't be so anxious.
Well, that's what you want us to do, ain't it?
Yeah, but, well, I still wish I'd have had a harder time talking you into this. You're too willing.
Well, I just want to do a good job, Joel, huh? You know me, whenever I do something,
yeah,
I want to do it.
I know. Just take it easy on this job, though.
Oh.
And recollect, be sure and aim right. Hit me with the spare tire.
Spare tire? You mean you want us to back into you?
No, Cedric's tied a spare tire onto the front end of the car.
Oh, I forgot about that. Yeah,
that's to sort of cushion the blow when you hit me.
Yeah, that'll help, I believe.
And be sure that's where you hit me, Cedric. Don't get to one side or the other and hit me with a fender or something.
You don't have to worry about that, Mr. Lum. It ain't got no fenders on it.
Oh, look at that, Lum.
Well, the wheels then. Now, just recollect this. When Miss Emmeline rushes over to ask me if I'm hurt, I want to be able to hear her.
Yeah. Well, you better hurry down. Get going.
And another thing, be sure and hit me while I'm crossing that spot in the road we picked out.
I know where it's at.
After that rain last night, that's about the only dry place it is.
Yeah, that looks pretty dry and solid right there.
I don't want to be all muddy when she gazes down in my eyes. I want to look my best.
Yeah, well, we know all that, Lum. If you don't hurry now, you're going to miss her.
Well... I just want to be sure the plans is all straightened out and you understand everything.
We got them straight. You got them straight, ain't you, Cedric?
Yes, Mama, I think so. Both hit Mr. Lum with my spare tire.
Yeah, that's right. The one in front, though, Cedric. Don't back up at it.
I don't know where I ever told you or not, Cedric. The idea of this whole thing is to make Miss Emmeline sorrowful because she's mad at me.
Yeah.
If I can get her sympathies roused, maybe she'll speak to me.
We're going to run over Lum. That's the idea of the whole thing.
Well, I know that, but I never did know why.
Yeah, that's the idea of it, Cedric. Don't make no difference just so we run over him. That's the main thing.
Just to get her sympathies roused. I don't want to get hurt. Recollect that, too.
Now, you won't much, I don't think, Lum. That tar, that's going to cushion things for you, I believe. Yeah, well, you better get on going now, Lon. Hurry up. Get on down there.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
Gonna be too late, Lon. You'll miss her, sure as well.
Here I go.
Yeah. Go on now. Oh, wait a minute. You forgot your flowers here.
Oh,
wait a minute.
Granny, I'm glad you thought about that. Now, you recollect what you're supposed to do about the flowers, don't you?
I know all about that. When you're laying there in the road, I'm supposed to take the flowers out of your hand.
My clutched hand.
Your clutched hand, and then with tears in my voice, I'm supposed to hand them out to Miss Emmeline and say, poor Lon, he was bringing these to you.
Yeah, that'll get her.
Yeah.
That's sad.
What, Cedric, you ain't got 3 feet. Is that what you're crying about?
No, I don't know where I can go through with this or not.
Oh, you mean about running over Lon and the flowers? Yeah, that is.
Well, I don't hit him, I don't mind, but them flowers, that's sad.
Well, Cedric, it ain't so sad. It'll be fun after we get started. We're going to have
a I don't like your altitude about this.
Well, I'm just trying to help you out, Lon.
Well, you ought to be a little unhappy about it instead of being so anxious to hit me and hurt me.
I ain't anxious to hurt. You're the one that wanted us to do this, Lon. Makes me happy to help a friend out. I love to help a true friend. Just love to do it.
All right, hand me the flowers. I better get going.
Yeah, you better. Here they are, right there.
How many days ago did you pick these, anyway?
Well, I figured you'd want them to look like they'd been in an accident, Lon.
They do. They look like a steamroller run over.
Oh, them'll be damned.
What is them, goldenrods?
Well, they're just some wildfires me and Cedric picked around.
Well, Miss Emmeline's got the hay fever. That's a fine come-off.
Well, Lon, it's too late to do anything about it now. You told me to get some flowers, and I went out and got you some. Don't
you think so? Well, you don't have to do. I'll see you fellas later.
Yeah, we're bound to run into you sooner or later. Hey, doggie, you hear what I said, Cedric? I said we're bound to run into you sooner or later.
Yes, ma'am, I hear what you said.
Well, that's a joke, Cedric.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Run into you sooner or later.
Oh,
we're going to run over.
That's a good one, too.
I get off a good one.
I don't know how you study them things up so fast.
Well, I'm pretty much of a josh, I reckon. I recollect one time old Charlie Redfield.
Mr. Abner, there's something I ought to tell you, I think.
Well, what is it, Cedric?
Well, you know, Mr. Lum said when I hit him, I ain't supposed to be going over 4 mile an hour.
That's right. That's what he said, yeah.
Well, see, once I get this car of mine going, I can't idle it down less than 15 mile an hour, or I'll kill the engine.
What? 15?
Yes, Mom. The throttle's jammed or something, or spark plugs is out of it. I don't know. Well, jump sparks backfiring on the muffler or something. I don't know what it is.
Can't you slow it down somewhere other, Cedric?
No, my only thing I can do is just throw it in the reverse and stop it.
Oh, my goodness alive. Well, why didn't you tell Lon that?
Well, I just sort of hate to worry him.
Well, I guess you're right, Cedric. He has got enough worries on his mind about that poor fella. He's just worried to death that Miss Emily ain't going to speak to him no more. Cedric, maybe you ought to start stopping right after you hit him. That ought to slow it down a little. He'll slow it down. Hitting him's going to slow it down.
He'll break her fall.
Yeah. Anyway, getting back to that, what I was telling you about that good one I got on. See, which one was I going to tell you?
About Mr. Charlie Red.
Oh, yeah, that's
one.
I'm just full of them funny stories. Well, anyway, I said to Charlie Red, Charlie, he was standing there at Walt Bates' place over there.
Mr. Lum's right arm. He giving us the first signal.
Well, start the engine, Cedric. Start it.
Yes, Paul.
Doggy, you know this is kind of fun, Cedric.
Wait a minute. See if I got my tea turned over.
Yeah, turn it on. Hurry up, Cedric. We got to hurry.
Start looks like.
Well, just keep trying. Hey, Lum. Oh, tell Miss Emmeline to wait a minute. We can't get the car started.
I don't believe he can hear you, man.
Oh, for goodness sake, alive,
Cedric. Oh, there she goes.
That's the time.
Did you give a second signal yet?
Oh, my goodness, yes. He might not broke his arm waving at us.
Well, maybe we better start her up then.
Yeah, let's go.
Well, you can put this thing in gear.
Yeah, don't miss it now, baby.
Hang on, Mr. Abbott.
Don't get over that mud, Cedric.
No,
Mom. Is this the slowest you can go?
Yes, Mom.
Well, now, be sure and hit him with the spare tire.
Yes, Mom.
Can you see him all right, Cedric? That's him with the flowers there.
Yeah, I wish he'd stand still, though. It's hard to aim at him this way.
So he is jumping around, ain't he? What's wrong with him?
Oh, you hope I don't miss you.
Why, you won't.
Don't get this shore working good. Hey, look at all the people watching.
Oh, big crowd out there.
Yeah. There's Miss Emily right out there in front. There she is. She'll see you. Hey, watch out, Cedric. Lum's jumping to the right there. Get in, get in.
Crazy idiot.
Look out for the mud, Cedric.
Doggone it, I missed it.
Well, don't stop now, Cedric. Keep going. Keep on going. Look what you've done to Miss Emily. She's covered from head to foot with mud.
It looks as though it's going to take a good deal more than a bouquet of wilted flowers to get Lum back into the good graces of Miss Emily now. So join us on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge.